You tuned into the Power Hour with me, Lady G, on this beautiful Wednesday evening on KC 107.7. Yes, and the number is 0824141077. You should have that number saved already. And remember, all interviews will be on a podcast on the KC app. So next, yes, I brought you some energy because I want you to get ready to feel the energy rise in the studio. Tonight, we step into the world of grit, endurance, and unstoppable mindset as we introduce a man who doesn't just coach from the sidelines. He loves the challenge. They call him Hunter, and for good reason. Coach Andrew Seseko recently took on one of the toughest fitness tests out there, the HYROX Fitness Challenge, pushing his limits through strength, stamina, and pure mental toughness. This isn't just about the competition. It's about proving what's possible when discipline meets determination. So let's dive into the experience, the pain, the triumph, and everything in between. Man, oh man, I'm honored this man is in the studio, Coach Andrew Seseko, aka Hunter. So, Hunter, welcome to the Power Hour. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good. You just told me, like, I'm coming from the gym already.
Of course, of course. I just heard the HYROX, then I went to the MMA. Then just 10 minutes driving to here. Yeah.
When do you not train?
I don't know. Maybe on Sundays? Or maybe when I'm sleeping. When I'm sleeping, yeah.
When you're sleeping, you're not training.
Yeah. When I'm sleeping.
Well, I'm going to remember that one. So, Hunter, take us right to that starting line.
Yes,
what was going through your mind before the HYROX began, and how did that compare to the reality once you got moving?
I mean, the scene was amazing. You know, it was just very crowded, seeing a lot of people, and get a lot of nerves as well. Be like, okay, what are the people going to say when I fail, or what if I faint, you know? There was a war inside my mind, but in my heart, I was just telling myself, you know what, I can do it. I know I can do it. And the funny thing is, this happened like 2 months ago before the HYROX comes in. So one of my clients in front of you just like, Andrew, can we do the HYROX? It's like, I don't know anything about HYROX.
Mm-hmm.
I only know how to fight, how to punch others. It's like, no, you're fit. I was like, I'm going to think about it. Then 2 hours later, I sent me the tickets. It's like, I already purchased the ticket. So we're going. It's like, okay, let's do it. Then I trained 1 week, but it wasn't HYROX, just like normal exercise, but I was pushing myself hard, waiting for my partner to come and join, then we can train together. And then I got sick.
Oh.
Then I got admitted in Power Hospital for like 8 days.
Really?
Yeah, it was actually heart and it was like liver and kidney infection. I went through that. Then when I get out of the hospital, I didn't train. I was just like relaxing, trying to get back together myself, you know, just coaching. And then a week before the HYROX competition, I asked my partner to come and join me for a session. I only did one session of HYROX before the competition. Then I was sore the whole week. So we did this session on Monday. Then the whole week I was...
So you could go to HYROX and...
Yeah.
Test it.
So we train the HYROX at our gym.
Yeah.
Which is, we have everything at Fit Life Power. Then, when it's Sunday, we went for a competition. That was my second session of HYROX. But it was in a competition. Then we smashed it. I'm very proud of my partner. He's old. I mean, the man is in his 50s, but we managed to secure 1 hour 15 minutes.
Wow, wonderful.
Yeah, we did well. We did well.
Hey, but I don't expect any less of you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You have such a powerful mindset.
I expected less from that time because I've been off training for a while. But then what I did, I surprised myself. It was amazing. And after that, I was like, wow, is that me? Then from that, I was like, I can do anything.
Really, is that you?
I would try to do anything, yeah.
Really, no.
It was amazing.
Now, this challenge, wow, I just listened to you. It's mental and it's physical. Was there a breaking point during the race where you thought this is it? And what pushed you to keep going?
I mean, from the start, everything was okay. But then there's this last section where you do like squats and you have a ball which is 8 kilos. So you go squat, then you throw that ball like 3 meters up, then you grab again, you go down, and that was a big challenge. I almost thought of quitting, but because of my partner, so you can do, if you do even one,
yeah,
you can be like, okay, I'm tired, come in, you get in, and he does that. But just because of him and his age, he pushed me.
Yeah.
You know, then I was like, nah, I can do it. I'll keep going. And if you miss, they don't count.
Really?
So it was a very big challenge. But after that, we were happy.
A lot of people say Hyrox and they feel intimidated. What surprised you the most about the experience that people on the outside didn't realize? I mean, it was your first Hyrox experience.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the best experience that I've ever had for exercise. It's not only for the Hyrox people. Even for us fighters, it's good for endurance. It's good for, what can I say, for almost everything we do, for strength and conditioning. You do everything in there, and it's perfect. And I wish everyone to go for it and try it.
Well, I think I put that on my bucket list.
Yeah, of course. You should come. I'll take you for a ride.
Thank you. So I just want to know, I know you said your partner got you the tickets.
Yeah, sure.
But I heard when that ticket goes open, it's like crazy.
Yeah. 100%.
It's not easy to get the ticket.
Yeah, and it's expensive.
So, how much is it about?
For us, we did purchase for the doubles.
Yes.
Which was 1.3 per person, which was 2.6 for both of us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, it's not a cheap race.
Not a cheap price, but there is a lot of people. You know, I was shocked. We did on the third day of the competition. They started on Friday. But we did on Sunday. But on that Sunday, there was thousands of people who were competing.
So explain quickly, does the race take, the Hyrox challenge, does it take place one day finish? Or does it
so
over a few days?
Yeah, so there's categories. So yeah. There's professionals, then there's openings. Then there's doubles, which is open doubles,
yes,
with men. Then there's mixed, a man and a woman as well. So they mix up. Friday they do this, Saturday they do the professional, Sunday they do the open.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people, thousands and thousands. So what they do, you can start with a group of 20, right? That's 20 of people go, 10 minutes, another group, 10 minutes, another group, 10 okay. minutes, another group. So, I mean, you don't get bored. You don't get tired because there's new, fresh people coming in. There's tired people. You just want, okay, I want to run past through this tired one. I want to run through this one, you know. So it's amazing. It was good.
Now, I actually watched everything on the socials. And I heard about this Hyrox challenge and I was drawn to it.
It is a challenge. It is a challenge because everything you have to work. And for me, I'm good at running. So my resting point was running. So you do a section, then you run a kilometer.
Yeah.
Then you come back again for a session, run a kilometer. So there's 8 sections. That means you have to run 8 kilometers in between as well.
Yeah.
So we managed to secure 1 hour, 15 minutes in that.
Yeah, I saw your stuff. I saw on your socials, I think I saw your lunges.
Yeah.
I was like looking, oh
yeah,
my
Yeah, I was
word.
Flying, eh? Yeah, so there's things that were easy, which is the broad burpees, the lunges, the farmer's carry, which I was moving. I was struggling a lot on that wobble that I was talking about.
Yes.
But the rest was good, but it was quite challenging.
So, Andrew, as we... Your time flies, eh? So for someone for someone listening right now who wants to push themselves to the next level?
Mm.
Maybe they're scared. Maybe they're unsure. What would you say to them about stepping into something like a Hyrox challenge?
I mean, don't be scared before you try something. I mean, go for it. Try. Like I said, I used to be scared of Hyrox. I used to be like, you know what? This is not my thing. But then later on, it's actually one of my best now in my bucket. I mean, I love fasting. I love Hyrox as well. Now Hyrox actually is part of my fitness way for me to fight, you know.
Yeah.
I do Hyrox, then I go fighting. So when I'm doing my fitness, my cardio, I go for Hyrox, which is one of the best. Like I said, even if you play football, you play what sport? I mean, there's no lifting like deadlift or something like that, but it's hard work. It's hard work. Like, there is more, especially mostly the people that need hard legs. Hyrox is about legs. Because everything uses your legs. Everything in Hyrox uses your legs. You run, you use legs. You do the broad burpees, it's legs. Mm. You do the squats, you do the lunges, everything.
So give me some advice.
Yeah.
I mean, there might be a listener listening tonight that needs the same advice. So running is not really my thing, cause of asthma and everything. But I do push myself. I actually do go around the horseshoe in Wellington, which is 6.5 kilometers.
Which is super good. Because Hyrox is not about, there's no limited time in Hyrox. You can do 3 hours. So you can take the challenge if you want.
Okay.
You know, you can walk through the rounds. You can walk. Then you come, you do your section, you can walk. It's all about doing the challenge, which will push you through. Baby, we never know, after the Hyrox, you're going to do better than what you're doing now.
Definitely.
Of course.
So, we're coming to the end of this interview. Thank you for your time. But what's on the menu? I mean, I'm now shocked that I heard you went in for kidney and liver.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was painful. And you went into Hyrox?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you do all these things? And then what's next up for you? What is the MMA thing coming up?
Yeah, in 2 weeks' time. I mean, next Saturday, we're actually fighting in Bourbons, Cape Town. There's a challenge there. So I'm just coming back to the MMA world now after a very long time. Like I said about the sickness and the long break. But, you know, I always want to push myself, win or lose. I accept the challenge, which is one of the best. I need to come back now. So we have this one, the Bourbons, coming next weekend, which is on Saturday, 16th of May. Then next month, we're going to host a boxing fight here in Pau, which is going to be amazing. Everyone is welcome. Come and support. Come and watch.
Where is
it
going
to
be?
It's going to be in Southern Pau, actually.
Southern Pau.
Southern Pau, close to Spa. You know where Spa? Vineyard Spa.
Yes, Vineyard Spa.
It's close there. It's actually down the road.
Okay.
And it's actually going to be amazing. We're going to have a lot of people from Cape Town coming down here, and we're going to do the best. And I'm also competing there.
Wonderful.
Come and support.
Wonderful. Yeah. Please keep us up to date.
Yeah, that's my boxing in like 2 years.
No, please. Yeah. You really stand out as a person, as a coach.
Thank you so much.
Mainly, I think it's as a person.
Yeah.
Because you got to have a very determined, strong personality as
that's
a
true.
Person. To become a great coach or stuff like that. And so, yeah, I follow you on your socials. I watch what you do. I watch your splits that you do in the air. Really, real life Jackie Chan moves. So anyone watching and want to go and see boxing and go see Andrew Hunter in action, it's amazing.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, ma'am.
Have a good evening.
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much.